This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. It was a bombshell. Dodgers slugger Manny Ramirez suspended for 50 games yesterday because of alleged use of a banned substance. He tested positive for a banned substance. It just adds to the allegations of steroid use that have dogged Roger Clemens, A-Rod, who returns to the Yankees tonight, and Mark McGwire, the slugger, others in baseball. And what's it done to the game? Well, listen to Braves third baseman Chipper Jones.
You can't have arguably the greatest pitcher of our era, arguably the two greatest players of our era, and now another very, very good player be under this cloud of suspicion and not feel like it's ruined it for everybody.
Ruined? Well, no, the games go on. Ruined? The fans still show up. No, it's not ruined, except unless you play fantasy baseball and had Manny Ramirez on your team, as almost every fantasy team owner did, and now has to deal with the absence of Manny Ramirez. Joining us now is Nando DeFino, a sports reporter for the Wall Street Journal. In the fantasy baseball world, this is a nuclear explosion, correct?
This is huge. It's really destroyed a lot of teams, a lot of people's weeks, seasons. They're going to lose a lot of money probably that they could have won if they had him on the team.
Just quickly, fantasy baseball is you take the statistics, the aggregate statistics of the team members playing on all sorts of teams, assemble your own team, and then match your stats against other fantasy teams, right?
Right. You're like a pretend general manager, basically.
Right. And so Manny Ramirez, who slugs like he does and is as colorful as he is, of course, as a character, is out. It just really ruins your stats.
It totally does. I mean,
how do you recover?
You don't really from this. I mean, the guy who's replacing him on his own team, he can't get anywhere near the home runs that Manny would hit or the runs batted in. I mean, he gets some steals maybe. But
are you forced in your fantasy team to take the replacement on the team that replaces him?
Well, no, you're actually lucky if you got him, because someone else who might have gotten the news before you could have run off and picked him up. You're not forced to do anything. You're probably just left with these little, the doldrums of the waiver wire.
Why is Manny Ramirez such a huge draw in terms of fantasy baseball teams? He's on 100% of some of the teams.
Yeah, some of it's the personality. You just want to have Manny on your team, because most of the fantasy players are still fans at heart. But he does it for you in every single category.
What is the scale of fantasy baseball in terms of the numbers, and how does it relate to people who actually go to the games and are just regular baseball fans?
There's a theory, a lot of fantasy players say we brought the game back after the strike in, 95, when we started coming back to the park because we cared about the players, and, we wanted to see how they did when they came to our towns. They're estimating about 20 million people in North America
Wow.
play fantasy.
Wow.
It's a $1.5 billion industry.
So how many – did you talk to any team owners, fantasy team owners, about Manny's departure, his 50-game suspension?
Oh, tons, yeah.
What were they saying? Just give me a sense of
– Well, the funniest thing I got – one of my friends said, when was Manny actually being Manny? Because, what was steroids and what was actually Manny – the rest of them were just a lot of words you could not have put in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not. I mean, this is the one guy who was supposed to be, the one who wasn't doing steroids. He had a little paunch, He wasn't totally ripped like a lot of the guys. He'd always been big throughout his career. It just wasn't one of those things that you were really expecting.
He was a human, and if he's on your team, you take a direct hit. Well, it's interesting because the fantasy experience is a kind of an upgrade of regular fandom. But when something like this happens, unlike baseball fandom, you can't just put it aside. It actually affects your fantasy stats.
Oh, yeah. It affects your wallet, too. I mean, people – you pay – I know leagues that pay thousands of dollars each team to get into this.
Big money, not fantasy, and it's down the drain. Nando DeFino, sports reporter for the Wall Street Journal, the fantasy implications of a 50-game suspension from Manny Ramirez.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Love bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.